Political polarization has helped to inspire an initiative by Artist, a prominent group of more than 150 painters, playwrights, musicians, and others have launched a project to use art to talk about what it's like to be American. From member station KCUR in Kansas City, Laura Spencer has the story of America now and here.
Everyone has an opinion about art. The new public art sculpture downtown, or the last movie you saw with a friend. You thought the casting was great. She thought the plot was contrived. What if that discussion turned into one about the American experience? Program director Dorothy Dunn says that's the point of America Now and Here.
People assume, well, it's just kind of an interesting twist on a traveling art show. Well, it's not. America Now and Here is a catalytic force for American society, led by and driven by a direct and authentic experience with art that gets us talking to each other and listening to each other.
The project is the brainchild of New York-based painter and sculptor Eric Fischel. Not long after the terrorist attacks of September 11th, Fischel says he noticed that no matter what the subject, food, nature, politics, conversations turned unsettled or anxious in a very short period of time.
I just thought, we can deal with this. Art is a way of helping us sort of examine our sense of identity through images, through experiences, the shared experience. Art doesn't isolate us. It brings us into a common and shared experience. And so I thought, this is what we need now.
So about 4 years ago, Fischel shouted out to friends and friends of friends to contribute artwork reflecting their thoughts on America. 158 artists contributed poems, plays, sculptures, songs, and films, including Roseanne Cash, Chuck Close, Philip Glass, Robert Pinsky, and Lou Reed.
Ideal situation for an experiment like this one.
Performance artist Laurie Anderson's installation called From the Air is a faux holograph, a video projected onto tiny hand-sized clay figures of the artist and her dog seated in white armchairs.
Every day was so beautiful. We just got up and went out, and it was so dazzling and peaceful, and such a huge, tall sky, and this very thin, pale blue air, and hawks circling.
All of the work is loosely organized, curated by the artists. It's the makers of art who are reaching out, says Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright and co-curator of theater, Marcia Norman.
And instantly, the idea was in my mind that what we should do would be a series of dialogues meant to be overheard.
Her peers, including Edward Albee and Tina Howe, created new short conversational works.
Sir! Are you all right?
In Public Space by Zaid Dorn, a man draped in a blanket walks through the gallery and curls up under a painting. He's quickly approached by a docent.
I'm sleeping here.
But you can't.
Why not?
Because, look, I work here and you can't have people just sleeping in the galleries.
It's a public space.
Yes, but for art. You can't live here.
Everybody understood that they were kind of doing a verbal sampling of American life. In a sense, it clearly wasn't about them. It was about kind of taking the temperature of America emotionally in an instant in the gallery.
At each stop, America Now and Here will also include works by local artists, 124 in Kansas City. Painter and performance artist David Ford curated the visual arts here and says at first he was hesitant about the project.
You know, in the mid-coast instead of the bi-coastal areas, we're oftentimes looked as needing to be illuminated. And curators at some of the institutions will often bring in shows in order to, you know, lift up our conversation. Sometimes that can get a little old.
But Ford says he's been pleasantly surprised to see the regional artists fully integrated with the national in events, workshops, and on gallery walls. Local painter Archie Scott Gober's text-based work, Never Abandon Hope, hangs next to the Jasper Johns' Flag on Orange. New work by local playwrights is performed by local actors in the gallery, along with plays by Marcia Norman and Doug Wright. And a collaborative poem, Arenga by Kansas City Poets, is on a wall adjacent to the National Arenga. Again, Eric Fischel.
If we can go from place to place and get people to step up to the plate and express themselves about what it's like to be them now, here, what more could you want?
After its three-week stop in Kansas City, America Now and Here hits the road again to Detroit and then Chicago. Next year, the second part of the project with mobile truck galleries linked together for exhibition and event space travels to small towns and military bases. Fischel says he hopes the trucks will be on the road for 15 to 20 years.
I mean, sleeping here. I mean, is it some kind of statement that you're trying to make about art or poverty in America?
For NPR News, I'm Laura Spencer in Kansas City.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.